Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy call back from Omax Health, and how can I help you?
Yeah, the last girl, you know, just hung up on me. So, my name is Lynn Hall, and my address is 1916 North Bryson Road, Boise, Idaho, 83713.
Okay, one moment, sir. Okay, what is that zip code again, please?
83713. And your name is Rachel?
Okay. That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Hall, let's see. Well, I've gotten some information pulled up for you that is showing your name, and it does show your address here. So it looks like you were starting an account. Is that it?
I was taking, you know, the Omax for quite a few years, and they gave me a special price on it, you know, like $130 for 6 months. And then, you know, in the spring of this year, they said that price went up. I don't have email, and they said my price would be $190. Well, I can't afford that. So I, as far as I knew, I didn't want any more orders. And then today I get a box, you know, in my mailbox from Omax. So what I'd like to do is send this back and have you take that money off my credit card and discontinue my order.
Okay, what I'll need to do is locate an actual account. Let's see.
Well, I didn't know what you ordered. I didn't order these.
All right, Mr. Hall, what I need to do, sir, is locate an account.
Okay.
I pulled up, it shows name and it shows your address, but it says this customer hasn't placed any orders.
I haven't placed any.
What products, sir, have you received in the mail?
Well, you know, on the box, it says Omax, you know, life to the max. So what I think happened is that, you know, the automatic system that you have just used my credit card and ordered on its own.
Well, before I can say something happened with the system, I need to try to locate an account.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yeah, from $130, you know, I was on it for so many years, they gave it to me at a discount. And then you put in a new system, and it had to have an email. Well, I don't have a computer or nothing, so I said, you know, I can't go for no $190, you know, for Omax.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we did have an older system, and there was a migration that did take place for active accounts that were in the old system that were for customers who didn't weren't manually done by a representative. The system did migrate those remaining customers that still have active accounts.
I don't have active accounts, though. As far as I know, I told her way back when that I wasn't going to order Omax, not for $190. And when you look on your system, you know, it says no order's been placed.
Yeah, there's a number at noemail.com that's for a customer where it looks like it was a manual put in there. On May 2nd, says customer called in to order 6 month supply, wanted subscription, advised that no email, no sub, which was what was being requested at that time. because the customer wouldn't be able to properly manage their subscription without an email. So preferably, but that was actually was set up at that time, but there was no order that was placed through that. But
yeah,
about that,
I don't want OMAX. It's just out of my financial price range. So what I'd like to do is take this to the post office and send it back to you and have you take that money off my credit card.
Okay, Mr. Hall, I'll do my very best, sir, to assist. If you'll allow me just a moment, because what I'm doing is I have to locate the account for the charge.
Okay. And take my credit card off of that account altogether. I just don't want it to happen again.
This is 916 North Bryce Road, Boise, Idaho. All right, so I have located the migrated account, is what it shows, with your name, and also it shows your address there for Boise, Idaho. And it is showing a subscription for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. Pardon me. And that is from, that one's due to the migration from that old system there, or that old account. So let me take a look.
Okay.
Oh, let me pull up. Actually, open the subscription. All right, so it is showing the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure for 6 boxes. And the system is showing as of July 30th, it went out for delivery. But
I just got it today.
Got it out of the box today? Okay.
Well, I got it out of the mailbox. I left everything all packaged and everything because I was going to send it back. I know it was some kind of a mistake.
Well, I'm not sure what happened there. Active accounts only were the ones that migrated, so I don't know what happened with that. But is there anyone else at your home that uses the OMAX Ultra Pure?
No, just me. I took it for a lot of years.
Okay.
But with that price change, it just put me out of this, you know, financial situation. I couldn't handle it.
Okay. All right. Well, it is showing the 6 boxes. It is a great deal. I think the regular price with it now is about $199.
Yeah, but I can't afford that, so I don't want it. I'm going to send it back to you, and I'll just take it to the mailbox and just put return to sender.
All right, sir.
I'll do it.
We're sorry about the confusion there. It does help to lower the triglycerides. I'd be happy to offer you a...
I understand. I took it for a lot of years. How many years have you been working there? How many years have you been working there?
I haven't really counted, sir, with OMAX.
Yeah, well,
possibly.
You need to count, because I was there for better than, you know, five to 6 years. I didn't really count either.
Okay.
So I understand what you're saying. That's why I ordered it. That's why I was getting it. But $199 is too much money for me. So please take it off your account. Remove that money that you charged me off my credit card, and I'll send these back tomorrow. I haven't opened them or nothing. I just got them today.
I understand, sir. Would you like to reconsider of keeping this shipment for a 50% discount off the cost rather than returning it?
At this point, you know, I would do it. That would be how much, $100?
No, sir, the cost for all 6 boxes was $130.
That was the old price.
that's the same price that you were billed. No, if you went to the website now and placed the order, I believe a one time.
I don't have a computer. I don't do websites. This is just too confusing for me. I'll send it back to you. Take it off my bill. Take that account off your system. And I do appreciate your time, but I was so sad. You know, when you guys put the new system in and this email and stuff, you know, I'm the loser on this end. You know, going from $130, you gave me that special price, and then you took it away from me, and back up to
It's still 100. Mr. Hall, it's still $130, sir.
Well, you said I had to have an email and all that stuff.
It is preferable. It's preferable to have an email, because the advantage with the website is if you can't reach the call center, you can sign in and you can manage the accounts or put the your subscription on hold whenever you would like, or pause or skip shipments.
Well, I'm going to send this back to you and take that off my account. And you understand that I'm the loser in this end. And I, you know, I felt
okay, sir. Would you like
horrible.
To reconsider for a 10% discount off what you're currently paying?
No, I just want to just forget it. This whole thing,
the way
I was with you guys for so many years, and then the way I ended up getting treated, I felt that like I was kind of second class or something, where I was a old time.
Mr. Hall?
Huh?
How did you end up getting treated?
I went from 100. You gave me a special price. I was paying like $150 for all those years, and then you dropped it down to $130, and then I call up and you said, well, without an email, it's $199 for 6 months, and I felt that was because I didn't have email. You know, I was going to be charged another $60, and it wasn't any way that I was able to afford that. So,
yeah, that was per the conversation on May 2nd, because they
were manually
migrating your account. The company automatically migrated the active account. So you, for customers that were migrated like that, they kept their same discount.
They
so
didn't.
You wouldn't have to start over.
They didn't tell me that, or I wouldn't kept. I was calling in that day to order more OMAX, but they told me without an email it's $130 or $199, where it was $100. That's $60 more. So if you could take that off my account, and I'm gonna put this back in the mailbox tomorrow, return to sender, I would really appreciate it, and thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Mr. Hall. I'm sorry, sir. I wish I could convince you to stay with the company. You do have the $130 subscription. That's what you were billed for.
Yeah.
If you look in your order confirmation, well, I'm sorry, you didn't have an email, but it's $130, and we can apply a 10% discount. That would get you 10% off.
Yeah, but I feel like the way I got treated, I was kind of second class, and I don't want to do business with OMAX anymore. I was really kind of ashamed at the way that all came down, that it happened to me like that, the way I was treated. So I would like to go ahead and have you take me off your system altogether and then return my money on my credit card, and I'm going to send these back to you tomorrow in the mail. And thank you for your help. And I'm so sorry this all had to happen and that you had to hear all my problems.
Okay, well, no worries, sir. It's just a big misunderstanding.
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry.
if we have to manually process an order, the system won't give us an option about the price we can choose. But when the company does the migration, they can go in there and they can make the adjustments where you get the same discount. But let's see. Before we turn here. All right, sir. So I will have to provide you with the link. There's a link that you will have to
access.
I don't
have a computer.
Okay, do you have a mobile phone?
Just a flip phone. I don't believe in that stuff.
Okay. Do you have access to a computer? Maybe from a family member?
I don't know how to do that stuff with computers.
Okay. Now, in the call center, the company has a new way to process returns. We don't issue anything from the call center. It has to be initiated by the customer through the website.
I don't have a computer.
Okay, sir, do you have access to your local library?
What do I need to do to discontinue this?
I just need to provide you with the link.
Okay.
And once you. And once you, I need to let you get a piece of paper so that you can write it down. It's really
I got one right here.
All right, it is the word OMAX Health.
OMAX Health. Health. H-E-A-L-T-H.
Yes, sir. .com.
Okay. Slash.
Return. RETURN. Or returns. It can be either one. It'll get you the same website.
Okay, return.
Yes, sir. They both
okay,
work
anything?
The same. But you select that. And, just follow instructions there. And just make sure that you complete that within the 30 days. And have the order number.
What is your what
sure
is the order number?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's the order number?
It is SH dash.
S? H dash
156
156
232
SH dash 156232
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, anything else?
No, sir, that is it. The company will actually take it from there. I think it's a pretty easy process there. But the customer just has to initiate it.
Alrighty. Now I'm going to send these back to you. And can you take that off my credit card?
No, sir. The returns department, they will take care of that once it's returned. They have to handle it. Once the shipment's returned, and they will make sure that you're refunded. Just make sure that it's returned within the 30 days, since you just received
okay,
that
it'll,
today.
I'll send it out tomorrow. Thank you for your help. Have a nice day. I'm sorry this had to happen.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.